All right. I am. This is my therapy. I'm fired up. It is a mailbag. Simple concept. You email questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. I don't, I've not seen any of these questions. I don't know what these questions are. So you're going to get a real raw gut knee-jerk answer, which is what everybody probably wants. They can be serious. They can be silly. Doesn't matter. Again, best question. Going to win some food to Oscars. George has been giggling and like shaking his head at some of these questions. So I am nervous. You got me nervous, George.
Well, no, it's some really, really good thought out questions.
Okay.
See, yeah. I'm really proud. This is easily the best week since I've been here of questions in regards to quality.
Okay. Well, that's what we want.
All right.
Here we go.
You've got mail.
All right. This one actually came from Blake. Yesterday, we were talking about illegal defense in college. He said, do you think this will ever happen, or are college coaches too scared to change it because it implements zone defense and helps principals?
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever infiltrate its way into college basketball because I don't know if you want to make – I think there's going to be enough – people that are rooted in tradition that they don't want to, there's going to be enough people that want to fight the game becoming like the NBA game. And I will say a part of what makes college basketball, part of what is fun about this weekend is like, I'm holding up my bracket right now. All the different styles.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's something that makes college basketball super fun. How Syracuse can have their style. Virginia can have their style. North Carolina can have their style. You know, like, and they can all be dramatically different and they can all be successful. And the one thing about illegal defense is it makes it so you cannot play zone. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think you'd ever want that out of college, because I think a part of what people like is the ability to turn on the TV and watch a variety of different types of basketball. So while I like the concept of illegal defense, I don't think it would be something that would ever get implemented into college because people just don't want to see that much change.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Alrighty, Ethan wants to know, would you rather shovel snow or mow your lawn?
Oh, God. Not even. I will tell you right now, I enjoy mowing my lawn. I thoroughly... You throw a podcast in, you throw some music on the headphones, and you get out there, you get in the sun, you get a nice little sweat, I enjoy taking pride in it. Sometimes you hit them with the diagonal pattern, before you know it, people are like, ooh, look at that, I'm dizzy because of all the different patterns this guy's throwing at me. I mean, at this point, the Chicago Cubs, Wrigley Field is interested in me being their groundskeeper, okay? So I hate shoveling snow. There are two, like whenever I shovel snow, or we have a snowblower, thank God, greatest invention of all time. Whenever I'm doing that or I'm scraping ice off my windshield, those actions are like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I living here? Why am I doing this? This is stupid. But I thoroughly enjoy mowing the lawn. I mean, come on, that's not even... Like, literally, I would be like, yeah, do you enjoy? I enjoy doing it. It's not even a chore. It's great. I absolutely love it. So that's an easy question.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Let me tell you, all these questions that are coming in right now.
Are they all Hoiberg related or what?
There's Hoiberg related. There's bracket related. We're going to get into a lot of stuff here.
I'm ready.
Okay. Where is the... okay, here we go.
Get the hot chick question out of the way at some point here.
I got one for that. Okay, but So I like this one. This one's coming from Jordan. Jordan said, you've been nominated to be a coach for the new NBA team right here in Omaha.
Yep.
To help you out, the league is allowing you to steal any player over the age of 35. Sorry, Bron is out of the question. I think he's 34.
We're both class of 2003. Me and Bron are forever linked.
You will also be given the first three draft picks. Give me your starting five and the first guy off the bench. Also, if you can, please assign your NBA mascot. So what he also did is included a checklist. A list of players that are over the age.
I was just gonna say I don't know off the top. I don't.
So this
outside of like Dirk or Vince Carter or you know what I mean. Like I don't know who else would be.
So this is Rankers.com. They ranked them: Vince Carter, Dirk, Dwayne Wade, Jamal Crawford, Kyle Korver, Paul Gasol, Tony Parker, Zach Randolph, Andre Iguodala, J.J. Redick, Tyson Chandler. And those are only, those are ones worth mentioning.
off of what you said, the three that would jump out of me would either be Andre Iguodala, J.J. Redick, or if I'm at some point I'm in charge of the NBA franchise, I need to sell tickets. You know who's going to sell tickets? It's Kyle Korver in Omaha.
There you go.
So there you know you what? Go. Out of love and admiration for my boy KK, I am going to – I'm signing Kyle Korver. My top three picks in the draft then?
Yeah.
I mean, so I get 1, 2, 3?
That's Sheesh. What he said.
All right, I'm going to take me some Zion. I'm going to take me some Ja Morant. And, you know, I know it's boring to go like R.J. Barrett. So I'm going to go off the – can I go off the grid?
Go off the grid.
How about I get two picks and I get like a second round?
There you go. Okay.
How about that? And this guy might not be around in the second round. You know who's going to be a good pro? Eric Paschal from Villanova.
Okay.
I'm telling you. He is – when you think about like a small ball five or the new age four man, guy that can shoot the three, he's super athletic. He's mobile. He can drive it. So and as we're just creating this on the fly – so I got Kyle Korver, I got Zion, I got Ja Morant, and I'm going to draft Eric Paschal. And my mascots are going to be the sheep because of Ba. How about that? To have a sheep just like, meh. You tell me that wouldn't be sweet? You know, like, you ever been Nevada games? Like, there's a, because it's a wolf pack, they have like a wolf howling when like they make a, when there's a timeout. Like, imagine at the arena, it would just be a sheep being like, meh. Be great. Be great, okay? That's what I want. I want Zion to be like, at the press conference, we'd hold up, you know, his jersey and all that, and I'd be like, can we get you a Ba real quick? He'd be like, what am I doing with my life? Be
man.
Great. Yeah. Get ready for the Omaha Ba's. You.
That's a heck of a question. You've got mail.
All right, this one's coming from Derek. If Hoiberg were to become the next head coach at Nebraska, what do you think happens first? Nebraska wins a tournament game or Creighton makes a Sweet 16?
I will say Creighton makes a Sweet 16 because I think Creighton's got a really, really good opportunity over the next 2 years to make that a reality. And at this point, as much as I mean, listen, I've told you that Fred Hoiberg would be not a home run, a walk-off grand slam hire. So I am all in on Hoiberg. But at this point, you know, depending on what Roby does, there's, I mean, that team's going to have no talent next year. You know, you still got to get, it still takes players, right? You still got to like fill up that roster. And Creighton already has that going. I think that young core for the Jays is going to be, got a chance to be really good over the next 2 years. And so I will take Creighton in that bet. But that certainly doesn't suggest that I am out on Hoiberg and what he's going to like. George, didn't I say the other day? I'm like, when Barry Collier was hired, you go, I can't say for sure that this will work, right?
Right.
When Doc Sadler was hired, you can't say for sure that this will work. When Tim Miles was hired, you can't say for sure that this would work. I can say that Fred Hoiberg at Nebraska for sure would work. Now, what work means to you in terms of, does that mean winning one NCAA tournament game? Does that mean going to the Sweet 16? I don't know.
Right.
But I do know that their streak of not winning a tournament game would come to an end under Fred Hoiberg. How about that?
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Anthony is looking for some bracket help. He said, which team seeded 7 or worse could you see making the Final Four? Every single Final Four since 2012 has featured at least 1 7 seed or worse.
Ooh, now you're speaking my language. I would head to the West Side.
Your favorite.
And I'm going to the West region that is just like the most treacherous thing you've ever seen in your life. I would say that it is Nevada. Now, Nevada's got a hell of a path because they'd have to beat Michigan and then potentially either Buffalo or Texas Tech. But I'm just going to look at a team that I think has got the capabilities of doing it. I would say they have, like, those guys, man, are some ballers. Now, they've kind of, like, wanted to fast forward to this point and light switch it, but I think they're going to be able to. I think Nevada's really good, man. I think they got elite talent. That would be 7 seed or higher. That would probably be the team that I would peg as a chance to go to the Final Four.
That's all I have to say talk. About that.
This guy's talking brackets.
You've got mail.
You want another bracket one? I think
I want
this one's
mini bracket ones.
This is actually a good one. Nick.
Yeah.
This one's coming from Trent.
What's up, Trent?
How would you handle filling out a bracket in which the scoring system gives you points based off the team seeds, i.e., a 12 beats a 5, you get 12 points? So I'm not sure.
So it incentivizes you to
pick upsets or pick higher seeded teams.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to form a question for it, because he said, how would you handle it? So if you could pick two teams
that would give me the most points,
that you feel confident with riding very far
because of the point system,
because of the point system.
Okay. I would two teams. Yikey.
Or you could choose your one.
No, I wanted to choose more. let me give you one per region. How about that?
There you go. Okay.
I think either Yale or Belmont.
Belmont.
Yale or Belmont. I mean, Belmont's an 11 seed. Yale's a 14 seed. I think Yale's got a really good opportunity to beat LSU. I mean, LSU does not have their head coach. Guys, that matters. Their head coach is suspended. Everything is intense and different this weekend or this week. You know, like the media coverage is different. It feels different. The travel's different. You need your leader to guide you through that, and they don't have that. LSU... I like their team a lot, but I mean, I think LSU's got Yale's got a real shot to beat them. I think Belmont's got a real shot to beat Maryland. So in the East, I would go one of those two teams. In the West region, I'd probably go Murray State, just because you'd be getting into bed with John Morant, and it's a California King comfortable bed that you are getting into. In the South, I would go Quack Quack. And get with the Oregon Ducks, probably, because I think they got a shot to get to the second weekend. And then, you know, you never know at that point. So I think Oregon's going to beat Wisconsin. And then with Dean Wade's status, with him probably not playing, I think Oregon's got a chance to win that second game. And then I would go New Mexico State out of the Midwest region. They've won 30 games. They are top 10 in rebounding margin. They lead the nation in bench minutes. Why that matters is because if somebody doesn't got it going, like one of those 10 dudes is going to have it going.
Yep.
And they're going to find which dude it is. Auburn's been up and down. I think they can beat them. And then I think Kansas is ripe for the picking this year. So there you go. That would be that'd be how I'd do it.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Adam wants to know, if you could remake any movie, what would it be and why?
Remake it.
Remake it. Not a sequel, if you could remake it.
Just remake it. So I'm instantly, because it's a sports show, just trying to go. Well, I would either choose a sports movie, or what is a really, really good action movie that would be dramatically better now because of special effects and CGI? So like Star Wars?
I was thinking The Matrix.
The Matrix, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, something that would be just better now because of technology. One of the old Bond movies, maybe. Have you ever really watched like an old Bond like fight? It's like, it looks like you went down to Barrett's at 2 in the morning and two guys who had 14 Coors Lights. You're like, put them up, man. Just fight it out. Or, you know what? It makes me sad. I was talking about this with some of the Creighton coaches. We posed the question, how many guys on Creighton's team have watched the movie Hoosiers? And I bet it's pretty small, and that breaks my heart. So maybe remake Hoosiers and make like Gordon Hayward, Jimmy Chitwood, or like, you know, like make like recognizable people. Like a part of what made He Got Game so good was the fact that not only is it Denzel and Spike Lee, but it was Ray Allen. Bingo. Like Ray Allen was Jesus Shuttlesworth. And like, although Ray Allen wasn't great acting, like any basketball scene was Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know the guy that played Jimmy Chitwood had a nice little wet one on him. You know, he had a good little one dribble pull up on him. But man, you let that be like Klay Thompson, or you let that be Kyle Korver, J.J. Redick, Gordon Hayward, you got yourself a Oscar Best Picture right there. So I'm going to go Hoosiers, and I'm going to cast one of the NBA stars as Jimmy Chitwood.
I like it.
Yeah, you got it.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, this one's coming from Jacob. What do you make of the rumors of Martin Krumpel leaving Creighton after next year?
Man.
If they are true, how much do you think it would affect Creighton's tournament chances for next year? And who would you fill? How would you fill the void?
Okay, well, first of all, John, last night on our postgame show, we talked to Martin, and John asked him, said, hey, are you sticking around? And Martin gave a weird answer. He said, hey, man, I love Omaha, but then he was like, I can't. John pushed him a little bit and said, can you promise? He's like, I can't promise. So I don't know. My guess is Martin comes back. That'd be my guess. Then in terms of who fills his spot, the good news is that Nebraska. Creighton does have like a surplus of bigs. I mean, they got Epperson that'll get back into the fold. Bishop is clearly coming along. Sam Froehling is another big, although Froehling doesn't really provide the same kind of look that Krumpel does in terms of the flip-up lobs to the rim and all that. And how was it? I mean, it would greatly impact Creighton's NCAA tournament situation. I still think they can make the tournament. But as you've seen, you know, the most consistent Blue Jay has been Martin Krumpel. I mean, not even close. He has, I thought Martin was good. He's taken an even another step up this year that has made me really, because I'm not going to lie, for a little bit I thought, you know, was Martin a product of playing? I thought Martin was good, but I was like, he was also playing with two, like, all-conference wings. You know, he was playing with Khyree Thomas and Marcus Foster. How is he going to be when those two guys are not there? Well, pretty darn good, dude. So, I mean, it would make a big difference, but the good news is that Creighton's got a bunch of different dudes there. I think Jacob Epperson is going to be, when he gets healthy, that guy is, I mean, really good. So we'll see. My guess, he stays, though.
A lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question.
You've got mail.
All right, this one's coming from Kurt. He said, you've been hired as a head coach for a D1 basketball team. All of your assistant coaches have to be former teammates. Who are you choosing?
I need a big man coach, right?
Yep.
I need someone that can help develop my bigs. I probably got to go to my main man, the A-Train, Anthony Tolliver. And he also adds a little cachet to my staff because the dude is, you know, a decade-long NBA veteran. Yep. And I maybe don't have to pay him a ton because he's already got a lot of money in the bank because of his NBA career. Sorry, Anthony. I'm gonna hire my man Anthony Tolliver. So I get two other assistant coaches. I need someone that knows how to recruit and is connected. I have a teammate named Jeremy Case, played at Kansas. He is currently on he's the video coordinator for Kansas, and he was an assistant coach at a low major team for a little bit. Like, he at least has recruited and has connections recruiting. So I would probably hire Jeremy Case. And then should I just cheat? Should I cheat?
I mean, it's your staff.
Should I just get Will Waited here? What I could do is I have another guy I played with for a year, one of my best friends in the world, Omar Wilkes at Kansas. He transferred after his freshman year and went to Cal. If that last name sounds familiar, it is Jamal Wilkes' son. And Omar Wilkes is an NBA agent. He represents Steph Curry. He represents Trae Young. He represents Jordan Clarkson. He represents a lot of dudes. OG Anunoby, the dude from Toronto. Is he still with Toronto? He might have gotten traded. I think he's with Toronto. So I'd imagine having an agent on my staff is good, right? Just get all mixed up in all the illegal things. How do you feel about that?
That's cool.
I'm just going to go illegal on him. So I got Jeremy Case going to get me players. Omar's going to cheat for me and get me like five-star cats. Anthony Tolliver's going to take a pay cut to coach the bigs. See you in the Final Four.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, I got two more for you. this one's coming from Kevin. He said, hopefully your family and friends haven't been affected too much by the flooding.
Yeah.
He said, but his question is, your house is being engulfed in water. Kim, your daughter, Kobe, and all your vehicles are safe. There's only time for you to grab one other item. What do you take with you?
So, you know what's sad? I don't I don't really think there's anything. I mean, my computer, maybe? Or my phone? What am I missing? Like, I don't...
Right.
I don't, there isn't anything in my, like, I'm not like, you know, my Jordans gotta say my, I don't have any Jordans. I don't care about that. Like, I don't have, even my Lindley suits. Like, I'll go to John and say, hey, brother, man, I mean, I got flooded.
Help me out.
Help me out, man. Make me look like $1 million. I'm spending $1 million, you know? I don't love any possessions of mine. Maybe I'd have to think more, like,
this is something that I've thought about, like, if there's a fire in my right. place, what am I going to grab? The only thing that I feel so attached to that I would even think about taking a second to grab is my PS4. That's right.
Like,
literally
that's like my computer. I don't want to. I love my computer. I don't want to get right. a new computer.
That's, other than that.
Like, even, like, I have my, like, NCAA tournament rings or something like right. that. Like, I mean, I care about, like, I don't need a ring to be like, oh, yeah, I played in the tournament. That's right. I forgot about that.
You
know,
Google
like,
that.
I don't need that necessarily. I think my autographed Michael, I have a Michael Jordan autograph. I think that's somewhere in my parents' house in Lincoln, so that's fine. I don't really think I have anything that would be that big of a deal. So I think I'll just like grab my computer. Horrible answer, but like, but it's more, can we view it as like, oh, I don't care about possessions that much? How about that?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, there you go.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
I'll get you on this one. Kim wants to know, which of your traits or mannerisms are you scared that Mava might inherit? Hopefully it's the laugh.
Yeah. I just she would be scared, like she's like, please don't inherit that kind of a thing.
Yep.
I would probably say I'm loud. I'm a loud person. You know, my laugh is loud. I'm just loud. So I'm sure she probably doesn't want Mava to develop my, like, my loudness. And I am just horrible at, like, fixing things. Mm. Like, being handy and, like, doing all, like, when I say my wife has to do all that stuff around the house. Now, she comes from my father-in-law. Her dad is a... you know, owns a construction company. So she's like, you know, Kim's got skills in that regard. I stink at fixing things. Like, I'm horrible at it.
Even with directions. Well, no, if you're fixing something, there's no directions.
I mean, like around Christmas time when I got to assemble like toys, it's like, it's a comedy. But I would say probably my just like, I'm loud. Probably don't want a loud little girl. So how about that?
A lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question.
Yeah, I'll cut it off there. That's good.
That was good.
There's some good ones.
That was good. That was really, really good. Glad Kim wasn't here to answer that question. That would have been bad. There's probably a bunch of stuff. She's like, how much time you got?
Right.
How much time you
how
got?
How close to commercial are
how
we?
Much time do you got? I don't want her to pick up this. Ridiculous. All right, good stuff. Brody Darren's going to stop by at 1:15. Game time.